What's up? This is Raina Says, and this is a car ride vent. And today, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that we see often on social media in our Black community, which is a post asking women or men to post something, post up pictures of something or participate in something, you know, based on a subject, right? And I've learned that one of the things I really do not like, is when men post something like, women post pictures without you wearing weave. And mind you, in the meme that they're using is like a Black woman with relaxed hair that's missing her edges and like has patchy hair and she looks all crazy and just, you know, it's, everything looks bad, right? And it bothers me every time when I see all these Black women actually posting their hair. Their natural hair. And I don't know why it bothers me so much. Actually, I do know why, but I can understand why it shouldn't bother me. Let me say it like that. But let me just start from the top. First things first, this is a dig at Black women to do things like this. To say, yeah, let me see you with your hair, so on and so forth. And then to use a meme where it's not showing like beautiful natural hair or even beautiful relaxed hair. It's showing something that perpetuates a stereotype about how Black women look without weave, right? And Black men are constantly, some Black men, let me be careful with how I say this, because not all, but some Black men are consistently making comparisons between non-Black women and Black women and attacking Black women's hair. Oftentimes you'll see a Black man that's maybe not happy with Black women, and he attacks her hair and says, "Her, you know, my girl's hair is real. You wear weave." You know, saying things like that to degrade and hurt a Black woman based off of her choice of hairstyle. And what's so funny is that, like, literally in 2020, most women wear some type of weave or extension at some point. I wouldn't say most, but a lot of women do. Okay. Now, moving along. So for a woman to participate in this goes back to my concern with women who are always seeking the approval of men versus understanding that they don't need to fucking prove to you that they have hair, okay? Why do we have to prove to you what we have under our hair and you're not sleeping with us or being with us or doing nothing with us? Why does that matter? Especially when it comes from a place of not love or care or just like, let's shout out the beautiful Black hair. No, yeah, right. Let's see if these hoes got some hair. Like, literally. I might be overanalyzing this, but this is how I think. So just, you know, roll with me. Anyway, so women participate. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are y'all participating in this? So then I go through the comments on this particular post that I saw. And there are men that are like, they're not going to do it. They can't do it. There's another person saying, where's the women that look like the Black Panther ladies? Y'all know y'all don't have hair. So now there's Black men on this post, not the one that originally posted it, but Black men on this post who are doing exactly what I fucking said was going to happen, which is looking to find ways to disrespect and degrade Black women. And these Black women are just, you know, like, yep, look at my hair. My hair is long. Or I had hair long like this. Or yeah, this is my hair. This is its natural state. Oh, I don't have any makeup on. No, this is me with no makeup and no eyelashes and natural, no filter. It's like, girl, do you understand that it wouldn't matter if your hair was down to your toes and that you had the most beautiful natural hair ever, all this good stuff, that if a Black man does not find a Black woman attractive, there is nothing you can do to make yourself more attractive to him. Even if you happen to be an exception of the rule, why would you want that? So I just don't understand that. But I will say this post was the positive side of this post, and I can understand the other side of how women feel. They want to change the narrative. They want to, like, you know, if these Black men are walking around thinking that we really don't have hair, why not show them that we have it? Why not show them that, like, first of all, you are sadly mistaken. Look at this beautiful natural hair here, or even relaxed hair, whatever, your locks, whatever you end up doing, your natural braids, you know, whatever. Like, this is us. We do have hair, and we're going to prove to you because we're tired of hearing that scenario or tired of hearing that bullshit. So I can, like I said, I can vibe with it, But I just feel like we should take an approach where we don't need to prove to men that don't care about us or love us anyway, anything like that. I was having a conversation with my friend, and you know, he was telling me in great detail that he understands why women might wear weave, even if they have hair or don't have hair. Some are insecure and it makes them feel better. Some women use it for protective hairstyles. Some women do it just because they just like to change it up and they enjoy the versatility of being able to change their hair, all that good stuff. And the reality is, all of those reasons are 1000% okay and have absolutely nothing to do with a man, and are and is none of a man's business at all, especially when his intention behind asking is to be disrespectful. So, you know, like I said, this is a car ride vent. Just had to get that off my chest. Because, and mind you, I'm a woman that doesn't wear weave like that. I think I've worn weave, you know, once or twice in a year, you know, in my life. Maybe, I don't know. I just started wearing it when I was like probably like 25 or something like that. And then I would wear it like once or twice a year. My friends make fun of me for taking it out after 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I can't handle it. Because I guess I'm just not used to braids and all the maintenance and work that comes with it. It's just too much of a hassle for me. But I'm not speaking as someone that actually wears them a lot. And I think that's even more important because I don't wear them a lot, I can still find the value in women that do and understand that there is a underlining disrespect behind trying to make women prove if they have or don't have hair underneath their wigs, their weaves, their braids, or whatever it is. So, yep, that's it, y'all. That's all I got for you today. But let me know your thoughts. You guys know to find me on Instagram at Raina Says, and I have my Facebook page, Raina Says Podcast. You can always leave me a voicemail on Anchor, which is bomb. And I can listen to what your thoughts are on this. But yeah, let me know what your thoughts are on that. Thank you. Bye.